LIHEAP funding has often fluctuated over the 3 decades or so that it's existed. What has that meant for New Hampshire overall?
Well, it makes a big difference in terms of the benefit that we can give to the low-income households that apply for the program. An example of that is in 2009, New Hampshire received $50.1 million, and last year, New Hampshire received $25.5 million. So that's a quite a reduction in terms of the assistance that we can provide directly to low-income households.
As the funds have fluctuated and, in fact, decreased over the last several years, has the need increased?
The need has increased and seems to have leveled off. A few years ago, we were able to increase the guidelines to include people with incomes a little higher than what we are doing right now. We lost about 4,500 households when we stopped increasing the guidelines, and now it's leveled off. We provide benefits now to households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level.
And have applicants been denied? Have they been turned away over the past few years?
So far, we have not had to do that, with the exception of dropping the guidelines. We have been able to provide a benefit to everyone applying at 200%.
What about those people who want to apply who are not reaching that threshold? But are there other state resources for those families?
That is definitely a problem. People either have to go to their local town, possibly for municipal assistance. Some charitable organizations assist them. But the basic program, which is the LIHEAP or the New Hampshire Fuel Assistance Program, is the basic program for providing fuel assistance in the state.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program is often cited by politicians when it comes time for budget talks. And I know Representative Custer has said this week she thinks cuts could be made elsewhere. What's your sense of what's likely to happen now?
I'm very concerned in terms of the cuts and the cuts over the last several years. And then last year with the sequester, the New Hampshire program lost $1.7 million. And in addition to that, we didn't get our final funding level until June, and the program ends in April. So it's very difficult to make decisions that directly impact the low-income households. This year, with the unknown about whether there'll be a sequester, again, it's very difficult in terms of planning. We are moving forward in anticipation that the program will be open through April 30th, but that is definitely a concern in terms of the funding. The most important message that I have is, even with the discussion about funding for the program, I urge anyone who is having trouble paying for their fuel, or if they know someone who's having trouble paying for their fuel, that they contact their local community action agency to apply for the program. That's really the only way to determine eligibility, is to complete an application. And if there are other resources available, it's the community action agencies that will be aware of those resources.
Celeste Lovett is the Fuel Assistance Program Manager at the New Hampshire Office of Energy Planning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.